Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Each month, cellist Robert Cohen joins us for a segment we call On That Note. It is an inside look into the life of a professional classical musician.
This month, Robert had the opportunity to perform in a very special room in Milan, Italy. And that experience has him thinking about how the arts inform each other. He joins us via Skype now. Hi, Robert. It's great to hear your voice.
Great to hear you too, Bonnie.
And I understand you have been in the States this last week or so doing concerts everywhere but Milwaukee.
Well, I wouldn't say everywhere, but it's been dashing about. And also, I dashed over and then back to Europe for a very quick concert, actually, which was incredibly inspiring because it was at the Brera Gallery in Milan. And it was the opening of Lorenzo Lotto exhibition. He was an Italian painter from around the 1500s. And I was doing a solo recital there in a new series, which connects music and art in a really unusual way. I mean, I've played in galleries and I've played in exhibitions where they've tried to make a link sort of between the period, you know, like an exhibition of paintings from the 20th century, as though you're playing 20th century music or something like that. But this is a series which links the kind of mentality of what was going on in the heads of painters and sculptors to the mentality of the composers that were chosen for the music. And that means that you're not restricted to, like, Lorenzo Lotto was 1500, as I said. I played Bach, which was, you know, 230 years later. But the mentality, the kind of analysis of structure and the sense of psychological analysis of themselves, Bach and Lorenzo Lotto, were the things that were drawn, the connections drawn in that way. And it was somehow very fascinating and very inspiring to make that connection. And I'm sure this series is going to continue in that vein. I mean, it's an incredibly huge gallery, something like the National Gallery in Washington, for instance. But it was very specific about this one painter and a small selection of paintings.
Now, when you were first approached to do this solo recital, did you work with the curators of the exhibition to talk about those connections, to talk about that mentality that Bach and Lotto shared?
Well, we did, actually, yes. But, I mean, I have to say that the person who was involved in the as it were, the music side of it is so experienced and so interesting. And, I mean, his ideas were already quite well formed. And so when we started talking about Bach, it was more a question of, you know, is there something else that we might add to that? Whether should we stick with the kind of pure form? And in fact, that's what I did in the end. I played Bach suites, and then I just added a small piece by Pablo Casals, or that Pablo Casals was famous for, which is Song of the Birds, which is a very haunting melody, a soulful, introspective piece, which somehow just also seemed to complement the sense of freedom in the music, but also the introspection that obviously both composers had in very intensively in those paintings and in those Bach cello suites.
Is thinking about music in this way something that you do a lot when you get to your level? I mean, usually when younger musicians are practicing, you're just worrying about the music. You're worrying about the notes. You're worrying about how to express yourself well, you know, to acquit the composer's intent as well as you can. But, you know, you're at the level when you're thinking, at least certainly in this concert, you're thinking about things much bigger than just the music. And I don't mean just the music in a dismissive way, but it's like there's a whole thought process. There's a whole milieu that you're trying to comment on through the music. And is that something that you find yourself doing more and more?
Well, I do. I think it is very, you know, I do find I'm doing that more and more. And I think part of the reason is because, you know, I'm constantly exploring the possibilities, my own expression and my own sense of in this case, what Bach wants. And so there is this constant search, and the more you discover of your own sense of emotions in the music, and also your analysis of what that kind of mentality in the composer would bring out, the more fascinating it is and the more inspiring it is. I mean, I've played, you know, Bach suites all my life, but this constant search for more interesting and more fascinating ideas and the depths of the music is definitely inspired by thinking about these kind of connections between ideas and mentalities. And also, just in a way, just in the case of playing in a gallery like this, you know, I walked off the stage between Bach suites and I was in a room with Picassos and all sorts of extraordinary paintings, and you're standing right next to great works of art, of history. Picasso wanted you to be standing there and to be absorbing extraordinary feelings and his outpouring of emotions and his whole sense of the world. And, you know, you're standing there just before you embark on, you're delving into another world, the world of music, but you feel the connection so powerfully. Even just playing in front of the paintings, which, you know, surrounded by the paintings of the great masters, something emanates from the paintings, the energy of those masters, and inspires you to be more in depth with your interpretation and your exploration of the music. And I think that, yes, probably the fact that, you know, I'm no longer at that stage when I'm worrying all the time about whether I'm going to play well and whether the notes are going to be right and whether I'm going to be able to express myself allows me, as you said, to explore much deeper areas. And I think that happens with age in a way. And interestingly enough, I met up with an amazing, in Milwaukee actually, an amazing photographer and filmmaker called Mark DePaola, who has worked in the advertising industry and as a fine art photographer and as a filmmaker. And we had long, long discussions about the parallels of the moment of taking a photograph and the way the subject is and the life and the movement in the subjects and any pictures he was taking and the movement which he was trying to capture, and very similarly to the movement in music. And it was, again, very inspiring to speak to somebody who is, you know, of a similar age to me, maybe in that point in his life where he doesn't have to worry about how he takes pictures or how the results. It's just about capturing a real profound sense of energy and movement and passion and all sorts of things. So it was fascinating to talk to him. And by chance, of course, he's in the visual arts. And I felt that that was the modern version, in a sense, of the Lorenzo Lotto that I was exposed to in Milan. You know, a different form of art that is living and is an inspiration. And Mark DePaola is very inspired by music and by watching musicians and also by art. And I think that we're all so connected in these ways. And I think that knowing about each other and talking to each other and exploring the intentions or what we presume are the intentions of the great artists like Lorenzo Lotto itself is bringing something to our own creations, our own way of approaching music. And I must say, it is just a wonderful experience to talk to somebody like that, and also to, you know, to go to these galleries. I mean, perhaps I just don't do it often enough. You know, it's one of those things. I'm too busy practicing, too busy giving concerts, and forgetting that, you know, other forms of art at the greatest level are always inspiring, even if they're a different form of art.
And how wonderful when you can actually have some sort of creative dialogue with those other forms, even if it's not a direct one. You know, obviously Lorenzo Lotto is long dead and his paintings exist, but he's not there for you to have a conversation with, but you are still having a conversation with him.
Indeed, exactly. And I think that during the concert, obviously, people were probably gazing around to some degree at some of the paintings. But after the concert, we all went, you know, very specifically to look close at the paintings. And the discussions then about what everybody felt from those works of art, and somehow also the music and the music in that setting and the connections, and just talking to the public closely about what are very intimate things. I mean, these outpourings from the great masters of Bach and Lotto and so on are somehow so personal and so very intimate. You can stand, as everybody knows, you can stand in front of a great work of art and be really just, you know, in communion with them alone. You're away from the world. You're completely absorbed just in that moment, just as you are if you listen to Bach. It, you know, you are taken, you're transported, aren't you?
Well, you hope to be. And I think if you allow yourself to be, you are.
Yes, and I think we all need that, don't we?
I think we do.
In this day and age, we need to be lifted way beyond the tittle-tattle and whatever else you would like to call it that's going on around us at the moment. I mean, we definitely need to treasure that, and also treasure the links between us that draw us together in such powerful ways, and music is definitely one of those.
Well, I always treasure, speaking of treasure, I treasure our conversations every month, Robert, and I always look forward to them. And when are you next in Milwaukee?
That's a very good question. I think I'm in Milwaukee towards the end of this month, April. So quite
soon.
Soon. Yes.
Well, hopefully we will get to see each other and have a cup of tea and catch up in person. But until then, thank you so much for taking a few moments this morning.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Lovely to talk to you, Bonnie.
Robert Cohen is an internationally renowned cellist based in London. He is also a member of the Milwaukee-based Fine Arts Quartet. The quartet performs in Milwaukee at the end of the month. There's a link to more information about that show at wuwm.com.